Respected brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I'd like to thank Brother Abdullah and yourselves for inviting me to give a talk on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repentance. However, I would like to mention that I am incapable of doing justice to such a beautiful and vast topic. My brothers and sisters, we do not need the verses of the Qur'an or the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prove to us or to anybody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the arham al-rahimeen, the most merciful and the most kind. Look around you. Do we not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for all human beings? Do we not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the animals and birds? The Quran says, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of providing for every living creature. Do we not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the kuffar, for the non-believers, for the atheists, those who deny his existence and make a mockery of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we not see that he provides them with food and clothes and he has blessed them with ni'mat that are uncountable? This, my brothers, in itself is clear proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the arham al-rahimeen, the most merciful and the most kind. However, today inshallah, we will look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will look at examples from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see how merciful our Allah truly is. Not to prove to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, but as Muslims, as believers, so that we know that whenever we require something, that whenever we need something, the merciful is waiting to provide. The merciful is waiting to give us what we need and what we require. He is waiting to fulfill our need. So that as Muslims, our love for Allah, our bond and our faith in Allah increases. So that as Muslims, as believers, we know that whenever we unintentionally commit a sin, or whenever we commit a sin through ignorance and jihala, Allah, the most merciful and the most kind, is waiting to accept our repentance and is waiting to forgive us. From the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be known that He has many attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be known that He is the Aziz, the Almighty. He is the Jabbar, the Compeller. He is the Mutakabbir, the Supreme. He let it be known at the same time that He has a special attribute. And this special attribute is the attribute of mercy. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most kind. And that His attribute of mercy has surpassed His wrath. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَلَمَّ تَظَلَّاهُ الْخَلْكَ كَتَبَ كِتَابًا فَوَعِنْدَهُ فَوْكَ أَرْشِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِي مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished creating the creation, He wrote a record. And this record is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the throne, above the arsh. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that my mercy has surpassed my wrath. It is because of this attribute, the attribute of mercy, you yourselves and I, and all human beings, show love to one another, show kindness to one another. A mother sacrifices her life for the sake of her child because of this attribute. A mother sacrifices her worldly pleasure. because of this attribute. Even animals treat their young with love and affection because of this attribute. However, in reality, this attribute belongs to Allah. It is Allah who is the Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful and the most kind. He is a billion times more merciful to his servants than a mother to her child. Picture the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري والمسلم في صحيحهما. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Picture this hadith in your mind's eye. Picture a battlefield. The enemy are fleeing from one place to another. The people are running away, looking for a place to hide, looking for a safe haven, looking for a safe place to hide. Brothers have been separated from one another. Sisters have been separated from one another. The young have been separated from their mothers. This is the situation. فَإِذَنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّنَ السَّبْيِ تَتَحَلَّبَ سَدْيُهَا إِذَا وَجَدَتْ صَبِيًّا مِّنَ السَّبْيِ أَخَذَتْهُ فَأَلْسَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا وَأَرْضَأَتْهُ. One of the prisoners, a woman from amongst the prisoners, she has lost her child. She is running from one place to another in search for her child. Every time she sees a child on the battlefield, she takes hold of this child because of the love she has for her own child. She takes this child and she puts this child to her chest and she begins to breastfeed this child. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on seeing this woman, that this woman is showing so much kindness and love and mercy to this child that doesn't even belong to her, that is not even her own child. On seeing her, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذِي طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. وَصَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ أَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Do you see this woman? This woman that is showing love and kindness to the other children. That every child she finds on the battlefield, she takes hold of this child, and because of the love she has for her own child, she begins to breastfeed the child. وَصَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ أَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Tell me, do you think this woman will ever throw a child in the fire? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in say, قُلْنَا لَهُ وَهِيَ تَقْدِرُ أَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَصْرَحُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, this woman that is showing so much love and kindness to the other children, Ya Rasulullah, as long as it is in her power, as long as it is in her power, this woman who is showing so much love and kindness for the other children, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, this woman will never throw her own child in the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, Allahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min hadihi biwaladiha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful and more kind to his servant than this mother to her child. A billion times more merciful and kind. More merciful and kind to his servant than this mother to her child. It is because of this attribute that you and I show kindness and mercy and love to one another. All humans, all creatures show kindness because of this attribute. Because of this one part of mercy, only one part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon all creatures. The hadith is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَانِ. That there are 100 parts of mercy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only sent down one part of mercy. And it is because of this one part, you and I, and all living creatures, the jinn, the animals, the humans, show kindness to one another. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, at the end of the hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَخَى اللَّهُ تِسْءٌ وَتِسْئِينَ رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادُهُ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved, He has saved 99 parts of mercy with which He will treat His servants with on the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that He has reserved 99 parts of mercy as you and I and all mankind will be in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on that very severe day. You and I, we know the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shafi'u al-Muznibin, Khatamu al-Nabiyyin, Sayyidu Wulli Adam, Ghufira lahu ma takaddama min zambi wa ma ta'akhkhar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free from all sins. Yet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself says, that I myself will not enter Jannah, illa in yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatin. Without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is not the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will not enter Jannah. Only because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will enter Jannah. Let us move on to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is. The hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل لم يعمل خيرا كث لأهله وفي رواية أسرف رجل على نفسه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there was a person who had never done any good to his family. This person had never done any good to his family. In another narration, it is stated that this person had done injustice to himself by spending his days in folly and transgression. He lived a life of sin, a life of evil, and he had never done a good deed before in his life. فَلَمَّا حَضَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ أَوْصَى بَنِيهِ كَإِذَا مَاتَ فَحَرِّكُوهُ ثُمَّ اذْرُوا نِصْفَهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَنِصْفَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ. When the time of his death came close, he was seized with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knew that now is the time to pay back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pay back for the sins that he has committed. For the life he has led of evil and sin and transgression and folly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him pay for the sins he has committed. He was seized with so much fear that he made wasiyah. He instructed his children that when I die, do not bury me. Do not bury me. Instead, burn my body, burn my corpse. Once the corpse has turned into ashes, take those ashes, scatter half on the land, and throw the other half in the ocean, so that there is no trace left of me. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to raise me on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ كَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ لَيُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا لَا يُعَذِّبُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am such a sinner. I have committed so much sins that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabs hold of me today, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish me with such a severe punishment with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ever punished anybody within the world, ever. I fear that the life I have led, the life I have lived, a life of sin, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make me pay back. His children carried out their father's wish. When he died, instead of burying him, they burned him. And threw the ashes, scattered half of the ashes on land, and threw the other half in the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do what He pleases when He pleases. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْبَحْرَ فَجَمَعَ مَا فِيهِ وَأَمَرَ الْبَرَّ فَجَمَعَ مَا فِيهِ. He is the creator of the oceans. He is the creator of the earth, the heavens and the sky. Nobody can get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the heaven, ordered the ocean and the earth to gather the remains of the body. And he was brought back to life again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, لِمَا فَأَلْتَ هَذَا? And why did he do this? He replied, "Min khashyatika ya Rabbi wa anta a'lam." He replied, "Min khashyatika ya Rabbi wa anta a'lam." Oh Allah, you know that I did it because of you, because I feed you. Oh Allah, you know I did it because I feed you and I feed your punishment. Oh Allah, you know that I lived a life of sin and I knew, oh Allah, that if you got hold of me, you would punish me with such a severe punishment with which you have never punished anybody before. Oh Allah, because of this fear, I ordered my children to burn my corpse and scatter the ashes on the land and in the ocean so that you are not able to resurrect me again. You are not able to put me life again and you are not able to punish me." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in the preserved tablet, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَكَتْ غَضَبِي, that my mercy has surpassed my wrath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, go, you are forgiven. This is a person who has never done a good deed in his life. This is a person who has never done a good deed to his family. He spent all his life and spent his days in folly and transgression and lived a life of evil. Yet this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful and the most kind. Let us move to the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala الذي أخرجه الإمام الترمذي. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُخَلِّطُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَنْشُرُ عَلَيْهِ 99 سِجِلًا كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْلُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ. It is the day of judgment. The awwaleen and the akhireen have all been made to assemble. All of creation is present. And judging takes place. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that all out of all those that are assembled, that are present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring out a person from amongst my followers on the day of judgment. In the presence of the awwaleen and the akhireen, of all of the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a person out in front of everybody. At the same time, فَيَنْشُرُ عَلَيْهِ 99 سِجِلًا كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْرُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ. 99 volumes will be brought. Each volume is as long as far as the eye can see. And we have 99 volumes like such. And these volumes, these are his deeds. These are the sins that he committed in dunya. How big of a sinner do you think this person is? That he requires 99 volumes, كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْرُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ, each volume, as long as far as the eye can see, to record the sins that he has committed in dunya. He will be brought. The awwaleen and the akhireen, everybody watching, listening, attentively, to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with this sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا? Do you deny anything that is written in these books? أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَافِظُونَ? The angels that kept a watch over you and recorded your actions and your deeds, did they make a mistake by entering a sin which you did not commit? Did they write something in these volumes, in these books, which you did not do? The reply, La ya Rabbi. O Allah, I do not deny any of these deeds, any of these sins. I am guilty of all these sins. And the angels have not made a mistake in recording anything that should have not been recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَفَلَكَ أُذْرٌ? Do you have any excuses to offer? Do you have any excuse to why you committed so much sin? Yet again, the awwaleen and the akhireen are listening to everything that is being said. Yet again, the answer, لَا يَا رَبِّي. Oh Allah, I have no excuses to offer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question and he will answer. Yet again, Allah will question and he will answer. And this questioning and answering will keep on going on. Everybody is watching and everybody is listening to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. and to what this sinner is saying. All those that are present, and even him, he will be thinking that he is doomed, and he will be thrown in the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn around and say to him, Bala, إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ. Indeed, oh yes, we have a deed of yours, a very special deed, a good deed that you did in dunya, in the world. And today, no injustice will be done with you today. You will receive the benefits of this deed that you did in dunya. You will receive the advantages of this deed. You will not be deprived of the benefits of this one deed that you did in dunya. فَتُخْرَجْ بِتَاقَةٌ فِيهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. A piece of paper will be brought. On this piece of paper, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. The kalima will be written on this piece of paper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, أُحْذَرْ وَزَنَكَ. Take this piece of paper to the place of weighing. He will turn around and say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, ma hadhihi al-bitaqatu ma hadhihi sijillat. Oh Allah, what is the use of taking this paper to the place of weighing? The result is already known. The outcome is already known. Oh Allah, 99 volumes of sin and one piece of paper. Oh Allah, what is the comparison? Oh Allah, there is no need to go there. The outcome is known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَإِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. Take it. Today no injustice will be done with you today. Today you will know the benefit of doing one good deed. Today you will know what are the advantages of this one deed and what are the benefits of this one deed. My brothers, this is a person who has committed so much sins that it takes 99 volumes to record these sins. Each volume as big as far as the eye can see. And the good deed that he has done is on one piece of paper. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتُوضَعُ سِجِلَّاتُ فِي كِفَّةٍ وَالْبِتَاقَةُ فِي كِفَّةٍ فَطَاقَتِ السِجِلَّاتِ وَسَهُلَتِ الْبِتَاقَةِ. 99 volumes of sin will be put on one part of the balance and the piece of paper on the other. Has he not written, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي, that my mercy has surpassed my wrath? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful and the most kind, will make the one deed, the one piece of paper, more heavier than the 99 volumes of sin, and he will be forgiven. This is how merciful our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Let me give you a final example. Hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, الذي أخرج الإمام المسلم. The hadith is in Muslim. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِ فَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ وَيَسْتُرُهُ فَيُقُولُ لَهُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. That a believer will be brought on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a veil on him and hide him from the rest of creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will quietly say to this believer, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you recognize this sin that you committed in dunya? Do you recognize this one that you committed at such and such time and so place? They reply, نعم يا ربي. Oh Allah, I recognize this sin. Yes, it was me who committed this sin. I remember it well. He will confess to the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yet again will say to him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you remember this one also? حَتَّى قَرَّرَهُ بِذَنُوبِهِ وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَقُ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess to every sin that he has committed. And this person will be thinking in his mind, وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَقُ. He will be thinking in his mind that he is doomed and he will be thrown in the fire of hell. The merciful and the most kind will turn around and say to him, سَتَغْطُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. These sins that you committed in dunya, I kept them hidden. I didn't let the people know that you committed such and such a sin. Go. Today, أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. I have forgiven these sins. Go. فَيُؤْطَى كِتَابُ حَسَنَاتِهِ. And he will be given his good deed in his right hand. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, truly is. He is looking for an excuse. He is looking for that one deed of a believer so that he can admit the believer in Jannah. If we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see numerous hadith in which there is mentioned, do this deed and you will get Jannah. Do that deed and you will get Jannah. Look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sadda al-bardayn dakhala al-jannah. Whoever reads the morning and asr prayer, he will go to Jannah. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Whoever's last words are the kalima la ilaha illallah, he will go to Jannah. Afshu salam wa atimu al-ta'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam, tadkhulu al-jannah bi-salam. Respect salam and do these deeds and you will go to Jannah. مَنْ يَزْمَنْ مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ أَزْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Do these deeds and you will also go to Jannah. When I see these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse. He is looking for that one deed to admit yourselves and I and all the believers inshaAllah into Jannah. However, this does not mean, this does not imply that we can live a life of sin. This does not mean that we have a green light and we can go against the commands of Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking that it's okay. The brother has just said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful and the most kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannah. This does not mean this. As you and I, we do not know what our outcome is going to be. Is it Jannah? Or is it the fire of hell? We do not know what our outcome is going to be. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what our outcome is going to be. As believers, it is our duty to strive and do good deeds and follow the commands of Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mercy part of things we should leave with Allah, as this mercy is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers, we should fear Allah. And we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And at the same time, we should keep hope. We should hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. For those who have this attitude that it is okay to live a life of sin and go against the commands of Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful and the most kind. Let me tell you what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Tell my servants, yes, tell them that I am the most merciful and the most kind, and one who forgives sin. This does not mean that there is a green light and you can live a life of sin. Why? Tell him also, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ, that my punishment is a very severe punishment. The Quran says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful and the most kind. Don't forget it. His retribution is quick for those who live a life of sin, for those who disobey the commands of Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. The good doers, for them there is Jannah. And for those who live a life of sin and disobedience, there is no Jannah. For them is the fire of hell. The Quran yet again says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ سَكُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٍ. As for him whose good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, for him there's a pleasant life in Jannah. But that person whose bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, for him, his house is a pit of hell. My brothers and sisters, today, the university year has just begun. And today we all need to make a resolution. The resolution being that from today we will make a fresh start. We will ponder over our past life and we will reflect. And we will think over our past life. And we will think about the sins that we have committed. And we will repent. And we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. We will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We will make a resolution that from today we will live a life in the university according to the Quran and Sunnah. We will make a resolution that inshallah we will try our utmost best to refrain from sin and stay as far as possible from sin. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting. He is waiting to accept our repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us all. Look what the Quran is saying to you and I. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Ata rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyatikum wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. O believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance. If you do so, if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance, then Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive your sins. And as well as forgiving sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you gardens under which rivers flow. The Quran is saying, Tubu ila Allahi jami'a. Tubu ila Allahi jami'a ayyuha al-mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. O believers, if you want success, then turn to Allah. If you turn to Allah, then Allah will guarantee you success. The Quran is saying, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. O my servants, those who have done injustice on their selves, on their souls by living a life of sin, despair not of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the arhamur rahimin. And we have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the arhamur rahimin, the most merciful and most kind. If you sincerely repent, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. No matter how many sins you have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Why? Innahu wal ghafur rahim. Because he is the most merciful and the most kind. There is no deed, no act, no amal which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than his slaves, than his servants' repentance. The hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi al-mu'min min rajulin nazala fi ardin dawiyatin mughlika ma'ahu rahilatuhu alayhi ta'amuhu wa sharab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of a servant than that person who amongst you is on a camel in a waterless desert. There is no water in a place open to danger. On this camel, upon this camel, there are his provisions of food and water. He is tired. فوضع رأسه فنام نومة فاستيقظ وكالذهبت راحلته. He is tired and just decides to rest for a short while and goes to sleep. He sleeps for a short while. And when he wakes up, to his surprise, the camel has gone. He's in a waterless desert. The camel has gone. No food, no water. He needs the water to survive. He needs the food to survive. He needs the camel to take him to a safe place. But to his surprise, they have all gone. He searches for the camel. He runs from one place to another. But the camel cannot be found. The heat is scorching. He becomes thirsty. There is no water. There is no food. Because the camel has gone. He keeps on searching, and finally, when he loses all hope, he says to himself, أَرْجِعُ إِلَى مَكَانِ الَّذِي كُنْتُ فِيهِ فَأَنَا مُحَدَّامُ. That I will return to the place that I was initially in, and I will sleep until I die. فَوَضَعَ رَأْسَهُ عَلَى سَاحِلِهِ لِيَمُوتِ. With this intention, he puts his head on his hand, that he will never wake up again. He sleeps for a short while. To his surprise, when he wakes up, the camel is standing right in front of him. The food and water upon the camel. Death was inevitable. Because there was no food, there was no water. He's in a waterless desert. There is no camel that will take him to a safe place. Death was inevitable. But he was given a life. The camel was returned. He grabbed hold of the nose string of the camel. And through excessive joy and happiness, he says, Allahumma, anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Akhfa'a min shiddati al-faq. It is, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your creator. He makes this mistake through excessive joy. He has become crazy. This person that was given a life, after a death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy with the servant that repents than this person. The question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, كَيَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا أَفَا رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. O believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance. He will forgive your sins. The question is, what is tawbah an-nasuh? What is a sincere repentance? And what are the conditions for a sincere repentance? First of all, we need to understand there are two types of sins one commits. ما يتعلق بالله, firstly. Secondly, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. The first, ما يتعلق بالله. Those that are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. Those that are connected with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of a person. The example of the first, ما يتعلق بالله, those that are connected with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that of salah. Salah is compulsory on every believer. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Read your 5 daily prayers. If I do not pray, then I have committed a sin. Because I have gone against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And because I'm not praying, I have gone against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the person sinful. However, this is such a sin that on the day of judgment, if I didn't offer my prayers, none of you can say to me on the day of judgment, why didn't you read your salah? Because this is not your right. Salah is the right of Allah. And only Allah can and will question one who does not offer his salah on the day of judgment. The example of the second, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. Sins that are connected with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the right is the example of ghibah, backbiting. If I make ghibah, if I backbite, then I have committed a sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, لَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْدًا. That do not make ghibah. And if I make ghibah, then I have committed a sin. And on the day of judgment, and this is such a sin, which is connected with Allah and also connected with the right of a person. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can question me. Why did you make ghibah of Abdullah, for example? Because I went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Abdullah can also say to Allah, oh Allah, in dunya this person said such and such a thing regarding me. Oh Allah, today I want justice. So this is a thing which is connected with the rights of Allah and with that of man. For the first, there are three conditions for repentance. And for the second, there are four conditions. For tawbat al-nasuh, for a sincere repentance. The first condition, Ibn Kathir says, rahimahullah, أن يقلع عن الذنب في الحاضر. As soon as one begins to repent, from that moment onwards, one should refrain from committing sin. One should instantly stop committing sin. This is the first condition. The second, أن يندم على ما سلف. That one should regret. One should feel remorse of the sins that he has committed in the past and the sin that he has committed. One should feel guilty. That am I a believer? Am I the follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have committed such and such a sin? He should feel remorse. And the third, وَيَعْزِمْ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَفْعَلْ فِي الْمُسْتَقْبِ. That he makes firm intention that he will not commit a sin again. Not this one that he is repenting from, or any other sin. This is the third condition. These three conditions are necessary for tawbat al-nasuh, for those sins that are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are connected with Allah and with that of a person, and with a person, for them there are four conditions. These three that are mentioned are the four. The fourth is, if I have made ghibah of Abdullah, it is necessary for me, first of all, trust Abdullah for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only forgive me if Abdullah has forgiven me. These are the conditions for a sincere repentance. My brothers and sisters, our repentance, let me give you an example of how our repentance should be. The example is that of Ma'iz ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala and Kif from Bani Israel. The hadith is in Muslim. Narrated by Hazrat Buraidah radiallahu ta'ala an, جَاءَ مَائِزُ بْنُ مَالِكَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طَحِّرْنِي. Hazrat Ma'iz ibn Malik came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, purify me. O Messenger of Allah, make me pure. He had committed adultery. And indirectly, he was saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I have committed adultery. Ya Rasulullah, purify me from this sin. Ya Rasulullah, make me pure from this sin. Indirectly, he was saying, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I know when one has been punished for the sin, for the crime he has committed, one becomes pure from that sin. Ya Rasulullah, I know that I have committed adultery. I know that the punishment for adultery in Islam is death by stoning. Ya Rasulullah, I have committed adultery. Ya Rasulullah, stone me to death and make me pure from my sin. Indirectly, this is what he was saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ma'iz ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَيْحَكْ إِرْجِي فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ وَتُبْ عَلَيْهِ. O Ma'iz, go back and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرَجَأَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ ثم جاء فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طهرني. Hazrat Ma'iz ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned. He had only taken a couple of steps. But he felt so remorse, he felt so guilty inside that he could not.